The transcription archive were recordings that we had of Sangharakshita in seminar, following on from his original lectures that we featured in our catalogue. And these are kind of recordings that weren't available, where Sangharakshita would get together with friends and order members and just study a series of talks that he'd given, maybe over a week, 2 weeks, and the whole thing was recorded. And the archive, his archive of files, had no home. And it became apparent that nobody wanted to take this project on. Eventually, Akasha Priya and I hired a van and drove down. This is probably around about 2004, I think. We hired a van and drove down and picked up all the boxes with the archive in it, including some audio material that were kind of backups of the original seminars. And we took them back up the road and just stored them. So we had this storing of the archive that we'd had. So I thought, well, maybe we should somehow make this available on the internet as well, which wasn't really part of the plan. And it was interesting. I basically called Sangharakshita and I had this telephone conversation with him where I basically said, you know, how would you feel about putting all of these things up online? But he said yes immediately. So we decided to delay it for 6 months and try and build a kind of text search function on the site. And that was extremely difficult because the digital version of the archive was in a very basic state, not in a format that made it easy to put it up as an online archive. Then we decided to launch Preboot Studio with text seminars built in.
I had this image of two superheroes.
I don't tell you, I didn't feel like superheroes. more like Laurel and Hardy or something, I don't know.
But you hired the van and you kind of...
drove down to Brian.
You cared, and it delayed...
Yeah, we did care.
Delayed the work that you had been working on for
some time. And friendship was a big part of it. Akasha Priya and I joined the order together and knew each other. We did Mitra study together, listening to the tapes together. Akasha Priya worked in Cambridge. In fact, Akasha Priya came and picked me up in Glasgow in a wind horse van when I moved to Cambridge and took me down to start my new job. So, and he didn't even know me at that point. He just volunteered to come up and pick me up. Really amazing connection. So we followed that connection through as a thread of friendship, joined the order together, came back and did this project together. So we joined the order in 2001. And between 2001 and 2006, you know, we developed a friendship and in time collaborated on what became Free Buddhist Studio.
Wow. Nice story. Yeah.